Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with developments in the Vince McMahon sexual abuse lawsuit. The identities of four WWE corporate officers mentioned in the Janelle Grant lawsuit have been revealed. They are WWE President Nick Khan, Chief Operating Officer Brad Bloom, Stephanie McMahon, and former head of WWE Legal Brian Nurse, according to the reporting of Tim Marshman, John Pollock, and Brandon Thurston, and confirmed by Grant's lawyer Ann Callis. All four are described in the lawsuit as having knowledge of Vince McMahon's sexual improprieties, with Khan, Bloom, and Nurse directly involved in facilitating McMahon's relationship with Grant to varying degrees. Both Khan and Bloom are depicted as having direct knowledge of the relationship between McMahon and Grant from McMahon himself, with Bloom advising McMahon to transfer Grant to another department to help keep the relationship secret. Khan was reportedly consulted by McMahon about the relationship and initially voiced concerns but ultimately lent his support. He was introduced to Grant as someone who could help her with anything she might need once the relationship had ended and non-disclosure agreements had been signed. Nurse is identified as the director initially ordered by McMahon to hire Grant. While he complied, he later expressed disapproval of the hiring and its circumstances, and according to the lawsuit, was fired for doing so. While Stephanie McMahon is not directly linked to the Grant case, in the lawsuit she is described as having knowledge of past sexual offenses committed by her father. The four corporate officers had originally gone unidentified by name in the Grant lawsuit, which accuses both Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis of rape and sexual assault. Monday Night Raw was presented live last night on USA Network from the Toyota Center in Houston. In the opening segment, Cody Rhodes spoke with Michael Cole about his quest to win the Universal title from Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40.
Roman Reigns, last year at WrestleMania, you said we were in the third inning. I'm letting you know here and now, and I think you already do, we are no longer in the third inning. We are in the last inning. And Michael, I'm so glad we got this moment. Because at WrestleMania 40, on night two, you get to say for the first time in the history of this company, for the first time in the history of my family, that a Rhodes is undisputed WWE champion. Michael, you get to say at WrestleMania 40, Cody Rhodes finished the story.
The main event was a gauntlet match to determine the challenger for Gunther's Intercontinental title at WrestleMania. The match was won by Sami Zayn, who defeated Chad Gable in the final matchup of the gauntlet.
Ankle lock again! Chad Gable's throwing everything he has at Sami Zayn!
How much does Gable to Sami have left? How much does Sami have left? Can he hang on? His ankle's gonna be shredded! Cover, reversal, shoulders down. Sami did it! Sami's going to WrestleMania!
Zayn had previously defeated Shinsuke Nakamura and Bronson Reed in the match, with Reed having defeated Ricochet, who had defeated JD McDonagh. Becky Lynch challenged Nia Jax to a last woman standing match for next week's Raw. The challenge came after Jax attacked both her and Liv Morgan after Morgan's loss to Lynch in the first match of the night. The Kabuki Warriors successfully defended the Women's Tag Team Championship, turning back the challenge of Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler. In another promo segment, Jey Uso challenged Jimmy Uso to a match at WrestleMania. Jimmy was expected to respond later this week on SmackDown. In other results, Damian Priest beat R-Truth, and Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell defeated Maxine Dupree and Ivy Nile in 2 minutes. In WWE Hall of Fame news, Muhammad Ali has been named as the newest inductee of the 2024 Hall of Fame class, as first reported by Variety. Widely regarded as the greatest heavyweight boxer of all time, Ali was a three-time world champion who transcended boxing and even sports to become a global cultural icon. His connections with pro wrestling and WWE are several. In 1976, he famously battled Antonio Inoki in a boxer versus wrestler match, broadcast worldwide on closed circuit, and with promotion spearheaded and coordinated by Vincent James McMahon of the WWWF, with cooperation from promoters throughout the country. While promoting the upcoming bout, Ali briefly tangled with Gorilla Monsoon during an episode of WWWF Championship Wrestling in a moment that made national sports headlines. Ali was the special enforcer referee for the main event of the first WrestleMania in 1985 and also was present in North Korea 10 years later for the New Japan Pro Wrestling and WCW co-promoted wrestling show put on as part of the Pyongyang International Sports and Cultural Festival for Peace. The champ joins other announced 2024 inductees, which so far include Bull Nakano, the U.S. Express, and Paul Heyman. In ratings news, SmackDown last week drew a total audience of 2.439 million viewers to Fox, according to WrestleNomics. That's an increase from the previous week's audience of 2.348 million. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.69, also up from the previous week's 0.64 rating. Rampage later the same evening on TNT drew a total audience of 364,000, according to WrestleNomics, which was up 6% from the previous week's episode. The 18 to 49 demographic was 0.13, up from the previous week's 0.10. Turning to Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling presented Night 5 of the New Japan Cup yesterday in Matsuyama, Japan. In round 2 matches in the New Japan Cup tournament, Sanada defeated Yoshihashi and Jack Perry defeated Toru Yano. Night 6 of the New Japan Cup was scheduled for today in Uwajima, Japan. The tournament concludes on the 20th in Nagaoka. And in news from outside the ring, Miro and CJ Perry are separating after 7 years of marriage, according to a report from TMZ. In an official statement issued to TMZ, Perry said, quote, "Miro and I have made the difficult decision to separate after many wonderful years together and have decided to move on as friends and hopefully on-screen characters somewhere down the road," end quote. The two married back in 2016 while they were known as Rusev and Lana in WWE. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The Wrestling News can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.